Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. I messed up the intro. Oh, no. Okay, well, it's episode 42. I'm Anthony Evangelista, and as always, I'm joined here by Kyle Keegan. How are you today, Kyle?
You know what? I like that you messed up the intro. It doesn't even matter. I'm great. I'm great.
You're a bad person.
Dude, it doesn't even matter.
Man, who cares? All right, well.
I know what you mixed up, too. You're supposed to say it's welcome back to episode 42.
And I know.
Say the number.
Oops. Okay. Well, welcome back to episode 42 of the Big Apple Sports Media Podcast. We've had about a week off since our last episode, and we've had a decent week, or at least I have. I mean, it seems like Mother Nature hates the Mets, as you just said, but
other than that, everyone hates the Yankees.
Exactly. So,
dog.
But before we get into baseball, let's head over to the Knicks. The Knicks have been on a nice
little. Yes!
Sorry. So we were kind of losing hope the last time we recorded about the Knicks, I'm pretty sure. I mean, they were dropping games left and right that really should have been wins. And then all of a sudden, recently, they just kind of decided to play well again.
All of a sudden, they've had a great week. All of a sudden. I don't know, man. I'm not going to lie. After that Celtics loss, things looked pretty bleak. They lost 5 of 6, and they were dropping in the standings, and now they've won 4 straight. And this nice little win streak we've gotten ourselves on, the longest one all season.
It's been hard to
get. Kind of saved our season, man. It's kind of saved our season.
Definitely. And, like, you know, we've been talking about in the past episodes, like, they can never seem to get a four-game win streak. And they were able to do that this past week, which was very nice, very refreshing to see, like I said before. Because, look, I didn't want to say I was losing hope, but I was getting concerned for this team.
It seems like we were falling back down to earth a little bit.
Exactly.
And one thing I'll say about the Knicks is that they've done one of the things they needed to prove to me that they could get to that next level of, like, being a potential 4 or 5 seed. They won 4 games in a row. They hadn't done that yet. And I said, the reason why the Knicks aren't an elite level team yet, or they couldn't even be considered to be, was because they hadn't won 4 games in a row yet. They hadn't gotten to 3 games over 500. Right now they're 2 games over and they just won 4 in a row. So as of today, it is 11:30 on April 15th. They have the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. They have a chance to get their first 5-game winning streak and be 3 games over for the first time this year. And then at that point, they're cooking with gas and they've got some big games at home next week against teams that we're competing with for spots. Teams like Charlotte, Atlanta, Toronto to a certain extent. And then the following week, they've got the Bulls, which also to a certain extent, they might have to play. But those Charlotte, Atlanta on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, 2 huge back-to-back games. So if they can go hot into those ones, they got to just win either tomorrow night or Sunday against New Orleans. Win one of those. Don't lose the next two. Keep the foot on the gas pedal because those are the two biggest games this season to this point, I think.
And look, I think that if the Knicks can continue this momentum into the next few games, that's going to be a huge, like, I mean, I don't want to say momentum again, but just like this continued source of just hope and happiness for Knicks fans and Knicks players. I mean, you could tell that they're much more comfortable. There's a lot more chemistry on the court. They're not turning the ball over as much as they did the past few weeks. It just seems like the game is running a lot smoother for them. And granted, look, the Knicks have given me some very close heart attacks. Like the Raptors game is only a 6-point game. Pelicans was 10 points. That was a little more spread out, but
one thing that the Knicks did in the Lakers game and Pelicans game that gave me some, a little bit of solace as a Knicks fan is that the Knicks have done this thing this year where they've kind of like blown big leads in like the second half of games. And like, so albeit they win a couple of them, but like, they just make games where they were up 15, up 18, way too close. And against the Lakers and Pelicans, once they took that lead in the third, fourth quarter, they kind of just stepped on their throats and were like, we're getting this win. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was encouraging to see that they did that the last two games. So Toronto game, they didn't do that. They had an 18-point lead and they gave it up. And they were down 5 at one point, but they went on to win. Another good comeback win. The Memphis game was a huge comeback win, down 11 with 6 minutes left. RJ came up huge. Julius came up huge in overtime. Alec Burks has been a revelation. He's at his best in the fourth quarter. It's really unbelievable to watch.
It's weird because you could tell, like, just it's like a switch just flips on as soon as the fourth quarter starts because he seems like a completely different player at that point.
Yeah, and I remember a couple weeks ago on the show, we were bashing Burks and Bullock for not producing positively. And for the last month or so, both of those guys have played their roles perfectly. They Bullock's been the 3-and-D guy that we said we needed to trade for. He's been that guy and definitely stepped up, and he's been a positive spirit for the team. Alec Burks has provided us with clutch scoring and big shots down the stretch, a bit of a spark plug off the bench as well. Julius Randle gets 34 against the Lakers, his former team, and 32 against his other former team in the Pelicans. He's doing exactly what we want. RJ Barrett had a really good 20 games before the last two where he struggled, but you know, I think that RJ will be there when we need him to be.
Definitely.
When Derrick Rose plays, the Knicks have a really good record, I think. I forget, I saw it on Twitter today, but like they're a much better team when he plays. IQ's in a bit of a slump right now, but you know, that's a guy that on any given night, like how many like young point guards in the NBA can you say that on any given night he could just hit 4 threes, 5 threes off the bench, or like even drop 25 points? Like he could do that. He has that scoring ability if he gets hot.
And look, I'm gonna go back on what you said before.
I'm kind of rambling there, but
yeah, no, but just the idea that Burks and Bullock have been a lot more consistent over these past couple of games. It gives me a little more confidence in the Knicks organization in terms of the way that they handled the trade deadline and stuff like that. Because besides the Austin Rivers trade, they didn't really do anything at that deadline where they were expecting to make a bigger move. They were expected to try to go for Drummond, or like I said, I wanted a Doug McDermott or a Buddy Hield. But yeah, you know, the fact that they were able to say, hey, we want to stick with these guys, we want to hold on to these guys, we believe that they could perform as well as some of the people we were trading for without giving up some of the assets that we would. I'm extremely happy with their play recently. They've really stepped up. It's been very positive in the sense that I don't know what the right terminology is, but I just think that the way the Knicks handled the trade deadline is making a lot more sense now that we're starting to win games.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they weren't great immediately after the trade deadline.
No, not at all.
Frustrating. And that made me think like, man, like I know this isn't a championship caliber roster we're adding to, but it's a little frustrating that they didn't change a thing. But like, and especially after the Mavericks game, after the Heat game, that 3-game losing streak in there, that 3-game losing streak of Miami, Minnesota, and Dallas, I thought like, all right, this team's coming down to earth. Now I know exactly what this team is. It's not the team I thought they were. They got that huge win in Detroit, and then just two excruciating losses against Brooklyn and Boston. Both games you had a chance to win. Both games you had a big lead. You come back, you win 3 straight in a little mini homestand, and then you go to New Orleans and you kick some butt, and that's 4 in a row. And they're right back in it. You know, I think right now they're the 6th seed. Atlanta lost tonight, who they'll play next week, and they're 2-0 against. I think the Celtics are ahead of the Lakers right now. The Celtics have been playing better ball lately. I don't think we're going to pass the Celtics. I think if there's one more team that we can pass, it's Atlanta. But you never know, right? Like, and they're playing good basketball, and the guys, they're playing for each other. Like, you see someone falls over by the bench, you got everyone going to rush and pick them up, you know? Like, it was the last time you seen the Knicks team with that, like, that they love each other. You can just tell by watching.
That's what I'm saying. Their chemistry recently, I mean, look, the Knicks chemistry overall this entire season has been very fun to watch. They're a fun team to watch. They seem like they get along well with each other. But recently, it seems like this chemistry has gone to another level where, I don't know, it seems more like a family than anything, honestly, where you're not
Tipo seeing and West
exactly.
And Rose, they've done a great job. Leon Rose, that is. They've done a great job building this culture. I couldn't be happier with what's happened in the last year.
No, I know. I completely agree. I mean, I feel like the way that this Knicks team has been both performing and has been acting recently as a whole is very satisfying and definitely something that I wanted to see earlier in the season, but I'm not complaining now that we're actually starting to see it. And I know that the Knicks, this little win streak could probably just be like a little illusion before they go back to their old ways.
No. I was actually about to say something positive after. So you continue.
Well, okay. So right now the Knicks in terms of standings are the 6th seed, they're 29-27. They are 1 game back of the 4th seed, the Hawks. And they are two games ahead of nine.
There's 6 games ahead of the Bulls with how many games left are there? About 16, it looks like, if I'm doing my math correctly.
It's about, yeah.
The Knicks have 16 games left. The Bulls have, the Bulls have 18. So the Knicks are 6 games ahead with like a teen amount of games to go. And that's for the 10. So that means that the Knicks will all, in more than likely, get a top 9 spot.
Yes.
So we're in the middle of April here talking about the Knicks in the thick of a playoff run. And it seems more than likely, barring a complete like hot streak by the Bulls and a complete like falling off the train tracks by the Knicks, neither of which I think will happen, there will be at least one playoff game at Madison Square Garden this year.
I hope so.
Because if they get in the top 9, they definitely have at least one. And so like, and even more so, like it's the middle of April and I know that like typically this would be around the time the NBA playoffs are starting. But, like, I'll put it like this. There's about a month left in the season, and we're talking about the Knicks potentially competing for a 4 seed, realistically, not as a pipe dream. What a time to be alive. If I told you that 4 months ago when the season started, like, if someone told us that, came on the show on December 15th, 4 months ago, like, right before we did our Knicks preview and said, like, oh, yeah, in 4 months, you guys are going to be competing with Boston and Atlanta for the 4 seed and fighting for – you know what I mean? Like, we would have laughed in your face. It's unbelievable what's happening.
I am proud to be a Knicks fan. We've been saying that for most of the season just because they've been trending upwards, but I don't know. It's exciting to watch Knicks basketball, and this season has been completely different than years past solely because of the culture. I mean, obviously because they're winning, but I don't know. This is a different team than years past. I mean, I haven't felt this way about the Knicks since the offseason going into the year that we had D. Rose the first
time. Derrick Rose and Joaquin. Yeah, I remember.
We thought that we had the next big four with Melo, Porzingis, Rose. Yeah.
I mean, I haven't felt this way about the Knicks like in season, during the season, since I was in third grade in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Winsanity, baby.
I mean, like, it just. I know we keep saying this. It's like we just continue saying the same thing. It feels different. This team got knocked down. Like, they got punched really hard in the face over the span of a week and a half. Right after the trade deadline, they lost 5 of 6 and were falling out of it. Counterpunch, they win 4 in a row.
Woo!
That Knicks teams of the past, once they lose that 5 of 6, that 5 of 6 becomes 7 of 9, becomes 10 of 12, you know?
Yeah.
They fought back. They got right back up, and they won 4 in a row for the first time all season. And they have a chance to make it 5 tomorrow, go 3 over, and, you know, like, just continue to gain ground on the teams behind them and catch up with the teams in front of them. And it's just unbelievable what we're seeing. And I know that there are, like, other basketball cities that, like, would listen to this and be like, this is ridiculous. They're celebrating being over 500, fighting for a mid-tier playoff spot. Like,
we've never had this, bro.
We're digging out of the basement franchise-wise, and it's something different to see. It's refreshing. I don't know. It's refreshing, and it's extremely encouraging for the future as well.
No, I cannot agree more. I mean, this is more – I mean – look, the Knicks aren't going to win the championship this year. That's kind of obvious.
The Knicks probably won't even win their first-round playoff series. But you know what? I'll be happy with their season.
This is the right way for the Knicks team to be trending. And we haven't seen this right way in a very long time. Uh-huh. Because you know what? Right now, if the Knicks are able to make it even into the first round of playoffs, that's a really good start compared to what we were 2 years ago, 1 year ago.
If the Knicks make it to that first round, the best of 7 round, I'll have considered it what we went out to accomplish this year as a successful season.
Exactly.
If they lose in the play-ins, that'll be sour. It'll still have been progress, but I'll have considered it an extremely like A plus like successful season. They just make that best of 7 round. At this point in the season, they've got to find a way to get into that first round. Would you agree with that?
No, I completely do. I mean, look, I think that this Knicks team has been surprising for everyone. I mean, I know that I had decently high hopes for this Knicks team, but I didn't really expect them to follow through with that hopes. That's kind of just happened with all sports that I have hopes for, because anytime that I think that the Jets or Mets or Knicks are going to do well, they ended up just disappointing me in some way. But this team is different, and this team is making New York a completely different spot for the NBA. I mean, I think that the Knicks are definitely, the way that they've been playing this season, it's not championship material, but who knows what free agent next year or the year after is going to say, hey, this Knicks team is young, they're having fun together, and they're winning games. I want to be a part of this. I don't know who that would be. I mean, this free agency class this year is kind of weak, but I think that New York is becoming a much easier spot to be like, hey, I want to come here, instead of everyone just going to the Nets like last year.
What I was going to follow that, I was going to say, like, the Knicks are becoming a much more appetizing destination for a star player to say, like, that is the challenge I want to complete. That is what will put me on the map as one of the greatest ever. None of this, like, taking less pressure, wussing out, beta male, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant nonsense that would go into the little brothers that no one really even cares about. There's no pressure to win with the Brooklyn Nets because, frankly, the New York media doesn't care about the Mets and the Mets. I'm sorry. People do care about the Mets, actually.
I care about the Mets.
No. The Mets actually do have fans. The Brooklyn Nets are, like, the only New York team I can, like, truly say that, like, if you're from New York and you root for the Nets, if you're from Jersey, it's different. And I'm from Jersey. If you're from New York and you root for the Nets, there's something up with you, man.
Yeah, like, no.
And I don't know why. The Nets that doesn't make sense to me. Like, I hate the Islanders with all my heart. I respect Islanders fans. That's a Long Island team through and through. Not the Brooklyn Nets. And like, no. I'm just saying it. Like, they didn't want to take the challenge on of winning in New York. And yeah, I'll admit, the Knicks have been a dysfunctional organization, but, like, there's no pressure from the fans or the media to win in Brooklyn. It's no different from trying to win in Charlotte, trying to win in Oklahoma City, like a small market. Like, Brooklyn just doesn't have the market.
No, not at all.
I don't see it. I'm sorry. Like, there's just not that buzz around it. You're not playing at Madison Square Garden. You don't have to deal with, like, the hometown fans because, you know, they don't even really care. It's just like a bunch of bandwagon 12-year-olds. Like, and the media is not nearly as grueling, so... that wasn't meant to be a Nets trashing session. We'll have plenty of time for that, but hopefully, like, yeah, just what we started on there is that, like, hopefully someone will be willing to take on that challenge and join forces with what we've already built to put us over the top sooner rather than later.
Definitely.
Because this is a building block season. It's not a championship contention season. It's a season that you have to have in order to take that next step to being a 55-60 win team with multiple superstars. You know, RJ Barrett's only going to get better. Julius Randle, even if this is his ceiling, for the next 4 or 5 years, he'll be a huge piece.
Exactly.
Like, Emmanuel Quickley has shown incredible spurts of potential. Once he can get his consistency down, he can be great as well. So, there's a lot to like. And, like, the guys on the team now, they love playing for the Knicks. And mm-hmm. Other players will say that, and New York sells itself. Or the other players will see that, and New York sells itself. So I'm feeling good about it. I really am. And for this season specifically as well, I feel good. I think that they've got to hover. If they can hover around 500 for the rest of the season, go maybe a little bit over, because they've got some tough games down the stretch. They've got to win a good majority of their home games. And I think that if they can hover around 500, they'll be able to snag that six.
Mm. No, I agree. I think, like, if they got to stay consistent,
they have to win, like, against Atlanta, against Charlotte, against Boston. Those are the games they got to win. What were you going to say?
Look, as long as the Bulls play the way that they're playing right now, where it's kind of been inconsistent, because, you know, we both know that the Knicks aren't a consistent team.
But, and I think that LaVine is out too.
Is he?
He's out. The Bulls aren't inconsistent. The Bulls are bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But what's it called?
They're 10 games under 500. They're not a good team this year.
Well, as long as the Knicks are able to have some sort of consistency, they're able to shoot well, they don't choke at the end of games like they have been, they become the second-half team that they have been the past few games, I think that this team can be as high as a – they really could be the 4 seed, but they're not going to be the 4 seed.
I don't think they will be. No, I put it at maybe a 5 to 10% chance that they actually end up at the 4 seed.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that we're going to pass Boston. I don't think we're going to pass Atlanta either. But not because they're better than us. If we tie with Atlanta, we have the tiebreaker. But then at that point, it comes down to, do you want to play the Celtics or do you want to play the Bucks in a first round series?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we even have to say that, though, is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we'll worry more about matchups, obviously, when we get closer. We have to get there first.
So, hey, as long as the Knicks make the playoffs, I'll be a happy camper.
Dude, we have to do some, like, live streams or something special for that.
Pull up. Come to East Chester.
Maybe. No.
Yeah, you got your license.
I do have my license. I do my – yeah, but to get to East Chester, I have to drive through the Bronx. Do you really think – right?
Okay. From Jersey. You can stop at Citi Field then. That's perfect.
The Bronx is not – Citi Field's not in the Bronx.
Yes, I know Citi Field is in Flushing, but it –
Hell would I want to drive to Long Island? That makes no sense.
No, okay. I'm
driving to Long Island.
I'm thinking that you're in Long Island. Right now. I'm thinking that you're in Long Island. I don't know why. I just completely forgot you're.
I'm from Jersey, you idiot.
Yes, I know. I know you're from Jersey. Okay.
A lot of, you know, Long Island's low key like the same size as New Jersey.
Okay, we're not going to talk about this right now.
No. Look at the map. Like, oh, wait, no, that's I lied. New Jersey's way bigger than Long Island. No,
what are you saying? I was about to say, what? Okay, no, that's enough.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
That's enough from you. Long Island is the same size as New Jersey. That's the hot take from today. But while we're on the topic of the
wrong. Mets. I admit I was wrong. Long Island's, oh, no, here's what I meant. Long Island's the same length as Connecticut. It's
Yeah, that's what you meant. Yeah, Connecticut. You weren't even talking right about now. Connecticut. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to the Mets. Let's go to the Yankees.
Jersey's a little bit bigger than Long Island's bigger than Rhode Island.
I'm so close to just kicking you from this and ending the episode right here.
No, but like actually, have you seen that? Like, damn, Rhode Island is small.
Okay, well that just about wraps up our
I don't even want to talk about baseball. The Yankees suck.
So let's get into the Yankees real quick. They've had
I don't know what to say. The Yankees, their situational hitting sucks. Everyone except Gerrit Cole sucks.
Woo!
I mean, no, like I can get deep into it. Like I tweet pretty angrily about the Yankees. I don't know if you've seen that, but
I have.
I tweet pretty angrily about the Yankees. I don't know. They're a boring ass team right now, man. Like they're just and like I know they'll get hot. I know they will, but like they're just so boring right now.
You're boring.
And you know the thing is that like people are like it's 12 games, relax. Like no, they're having the same problems they had all season last year, which is why they struggled, and the same problems for the end of 2019. So nothing has changed. So like we're worrying about the same problems that have gotten them knocked out of the playoffs twice, the same problems that they which like have made them struggle in the regular season. So I'm not just overreacting to 12 games. I'm reacting to a year and a half of just terrible baseball from the Yankees from their standards, which has just been annoying. But you know, I'll be more encouraged to talk about it once they're better. There have been certain guys that have been pretty good, but they just seem lifeless. They seem like they're not having fun, and that's not good. Every starting pitcher aside from Gerrit Cole has sucked pretty much. The bullpen's been great, but we're gonna wear them out. And the offense wise, like they're just so bad. Like they have the lowest OPS in their first 12 games since like the 80s, which is I was about to curse. It's effing horrible. It's bad. They like the offense will come around. I'm more so worried about the starting pitching. The offense is just making me mad because they're supposed to be great. They'll figure it out. They've got a big series against the Rays this weekend, who have also been struggling, except against us because they have they have our number. But the Yankees are 5-7. But like most of the AL East pretty much sucks right now, except for the Red Sox. I'm gonna read the standings right now. Like you'd be surprised. Like everyone except the Red Sox is struggling.
Wait, but before you go on, I just want to know who's first in the NL East right now. I'm not too sure.
The New York Mets.
The best team in New York.
Dude, right now, Mets are the best team in New York. I'm not even like I can't even make the argument right now. The Mets are better than the Yankees.
Hey,
I
mean,
it's been 2 weeks. Yeah, like,
okay, look, this doesn't mean anything, but the only team that has been able to beat the Mets this year has been Mother Nature.
Oh, I was gonna say. Mets usually beat the Mets.
Well, yeah, well, that too. But, I mean, the Mets so far this past week, I haven't been able to watch all of the games, but I've been following along. And three straight wins against the Phillies is always going to be a dub in my book. I mean,
and Philly got off to a hot start, and they took 2 out of 3 from you. So that's a big sweep.
So the Mets head into Colorado tomorrow. They have a series against the Rockies. I think that's four games.
They gotta beat up on the Rockies. You gotta beat up on the bad teams. That's what good teams do. I know the Mets haven't been good, but good teams beat up on bad teams. That's why the Yankees suck. Just kidding.
New year, new me.
I don't know. You should be optimistic about the Mets, dude. Are you optimistic about the Mets?
I am optimistic about the Mets because you know what? I have the same sort of mindset for the Mets every year, but this year it's a little different. This year I'm starting to believe a little more. And maybe that's the new ownership talking. Maybe that's me being more into baseball now. I mean, I'm seeing the Mets play in, I think, a month from tomorrow. No, that's not true. May 27th.
Yeah. You're going to the Rocky game, right? In May, right?
Yes, May 27th.
That's exciting. You should vlog that. I should have vlogged when I went to the Rangers game. I'm just lazy.
Yeah, but you're a loser.
Yeah, we could have put that up on a YouTube or something.
Unbelievable.
No one would have watched that. No one would have watched that.
You're an
idiot. No one would have watched that. That's stupid.
You're an idiot.
They lost 5-2. It was a stinker. Speaking of the Rangers completely just stepped on the Devils' throats today for the second game in a row. The Rangers are 4 points out of a playoff spot, but Boston's 4 points ahead of them with two games in hand. So although I don't see the Rangers quite catching the Bruins, they've played incredible hockey the last month or so, and they've done a lot of good things that make me think that the Rangers could be really, really good next year if they just don't get off to a horrible start. And honestly, if it were a regular 82-game season where the Rangers played everyone, they'd make the playoffs. Like, they'd be in a playoff spot in every division except for the East right now, which because the East is just a gauntlet, which sucks, but –
yeah,
you know, they've improved a lot this season. There's been progress. Like, Adam Fox has really turned into one of the best defensemen in the league. Like, that's statistically proven. That's not just my Ranger bias talking. Panarin is still a stud. Mika started off slow, but he's been great. Strome took the next step, as much as people like, and I'm the one of the biggest culprits of like crapping on Strome.
Wait, who?
Ryan Strome
asked. Sorry.
LOL, you're funny. You don't know anything about hockey.
I don't know anything about hockey.
Dude, okay. So, all right, I'm going to lay out a scenario for you here. So, the Rangers pass the Bruins, make the playoffs. They have, I'm just going to say for the sake of the argument, the Washington Capitals are first in the East right now. The Rangers have a seven-game series with the Washington Capitals in the first round of the playoffs starting sometime in the middle of May. How many of those would you watch game one?
Yes, I would watch them if, like, look, okay, I have not been.
Did you watch the playoff, the qualifiers last year or no?
Yes, I did actually. They were on at work, I believe. But
those were the three ugliest Rangers games ever.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say so this year I've been a little busy in terms of my schedule, but no, I have been able to sit down and watch a good majority of the Knicks and Mets games. But, yeah, with Rangers, it's been a little lazy. But towards the end of the season, if they're starting to trend upward, I will definitely tune into a lot more
games. They're trending upward. It's just that, like, I don't think it's going to be enough because of them. They got off to a horrible first 2 weeks. They played so, so bad. And then Panarin was out for an extended period of time. Kako was out. Igor was out. But ever since they've all been healthy and on the ice, they've been so good. So, like – you know, it stinks that they'll probably fall short, but, you know, this was like the first time, like, I guess a little bit in March last year, like, or like February, March last year, like, where I've just been really excited about like the direction of the team. Like, you can see it all coming together. The young players are playing well. The studs are playing well. The goalie's playing. Igor Shesterkin's been so good. And, you know, he's the prince of New York because Henrik Lundqvist will always be the king, but, yeah, it looks like they're going to come up a little bit short. If we end up getting tied with Boston at any point, I'll fully buy into the whole, like, coming back and, like, maybe making a run at the playoffs if we ever match them in points. But, you know, they're four points ahead with two games in hand. It's going to be tough to catch them, and they just got Taylor Hall. So, yeah. Did anything happen in football?
Not for the Jets. I don't think.
Oh my God, the draft is next week.
Yeah, no, we got a big draft coming. Oh, that's 2 weeks from today, I'm pretty sure. Wait, so
I we'll thought have it was 26 for some preview. Reason. Wait, no, that's not even close. I'm an idiot. It is
no,
2 weeks.
No, we got 2 weeks, though. That's
29. Not that far. 29. You know, I'm annoyed that they're waiting until after, like, the schedule. Like, I just want to see the schedule, man. I want to know that we have the Eagles week one so that me and my boy, shout out Kenny Schiavone, we're going week one when they play the Eagles to boo that trash organization.
Kenny Schiavone sounds like a loser.
He's not a loser. Why would you say that? So weird. Okay. You know who I think is a winner?
Who?
Frank. You know who I think is a loser?
Me. Anthony. Who?
Anthony.
Oh, yeah, I'm Anthony.
Hello, everybody, and I messed up the intro.
Hello, everybody. I'm a Giants fan.
What does that even – I've been to two parades. Okay. I've been to two parades. What the hell are you talking about?
You do not have an opinion because you live in the state of New Jersey. And you That's thought that, – No. Let me finish. Let me finish.
Play in New Jersey.
Okay. And you thought that Long Island was the same size
That's as not New what I meant. That's not what I meant at all. Long Island is really way bigger than you'd think. Long Island is huge.
Yep. No, Long Island is just
Who
as
big. I lived in Long Island.
Oh, okay, you know what? I got
is
confused.
It in or on Long Island? How do they say it?
I don't know. You think? Do I look like a Long Island? I'm barely a New Yorker. I'm in Westchester.
For two Long Island sports teams.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask you this question: Did you, or did you not think that New Jersey was the same size as Long Island?
When I said the same, I used the wrong word. I meant to say, like, I thought, like, I meant to use that as, like, a way of saying, like, Long Island is bigger than you'd think if you didn't live there. But, like, it's not. I obviously know it's not even close to the size of Jersey.
You're an idiot.
I mean, like, maybe, like length. It's got to be close. It's just not, like, as the width is not nearly.
I'm going to take the 1.5 hour drive up to Princeton right now.
Down to Princeton.
Down to Princeton.
And you think you know geography.
Up, down.
North of me.
Okay, you know what? I always say take the ride up, take the ride down. This isn't really something we should be talking about.
Yeah, just say take the ride down then, idiot. It's like I'm going down to the beach.
Who cares, bro?
Nah, you're dumb. You're dumb, bro.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, you're dumb. You're dumb. And you know what? Connecticut, if it weren't for its width, would be the same size as Long Island, because Long Island is called Long Island because it's long, like Connecticut.
I'm not arguing about
and it's
this.
It's bigger than Rhode Island. So why isn't Long Island its own state? But Rhode Island, like, New England should just be one state, honestly. Like, why is New England, like, seven this states?
Is a load of barnacles.
Dude, no, like, okay, but, like, actually, why is New England, like,
I don't know. I don't know, Kyle. I don't know the secrets to the world right now.
Is Connecticut a part of New England or no?
I don't.
I think like the east half might be.
Yeah, exactly. I think like half of it. Okay, we're not gonna continue talking about this. Let's just end the pod before you say something stupid.
No. I want to say one thing. PSA: I'm not afraid of the Red Sox. Bite me.
PSA: You're a certified dumbass.
No, I'm not. They're not good.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about in general.
I got a higher score than you on my SAT.
Did you? Did you really? Yeah. You want to say your score right now?
No, let's not disclose our scores on I think that's mildly inappropriate for a political debate.
Well, because I had a higher score than you. That's why.
I don't remember what your score was. I was just
It was higher than you. I know that.
What did you get?
I got a 1320.
That's cap. You're capping.
I'll show you the receipts.
I don't believe you.
I'll show you.
That is higher than mine. I'm taking it again, though.
Okay. But that's we're done here.
See, now we're cursing.
Okay.
We let it go way too long. Why did you let me talk for so long?
We are done here. We are done here.
Talk for so long. We're not even.
Okay, so I'm just gonna plug the socials before he.
So we're not even talking about sports anymore.
I'm muting you. I'm muting you right now. Okay, he's muted. So, just to
you made a poor choice.
This is okay. Well, to God, I can't even speak now. Okay, follow the account at Big Apple Sports Media on Instagram and TikTok. Big Apple SP Media on.
Why are you crunching a water bottle?
He's muted again. If you follow me on Instagram at Anthony Evangelista, on Twitter at Anthony EV7. If you want to follow Kyle, it's Kyle Keegan on Instagram and Twitter, but the L is a one, Kai one, E Keegan.
I like when you do it for me.
I have never been this excited to end an episode.
Yeah, you have. There's an episode literally called Anthony Hates Kyle.
There's two of them. This is number three.
No, you're going to do a part two? Wait,
there already was a part two.
What? Hold on, I'm checking. Don't end it yet. Please don't end it yet.
You have 30 seconds.
I have 30 seconds. Okay, I'm looking at our episode.
15.
Stop. That's done. Okay. Okay. There's March 5th. Anthony Hates Kyle.
Okay, and then you can scroll down a little bit. There's an Anthony Still Hates Kyle.
I think there's only one called Anthony.
Okay.
We have, okay. No, there's only one. It's called Anthony Hates Kyle. There's no.
Okay,
one.
Well, this one will be called Anthony Hates Kyle. Goodbye, everybody.
No, it'll be called Anthony Still Hates Kyle.
Okay, there you go. You found it. Goodbye.
Thanks, take care.